DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Yeah, Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And I'll tell you what, Jones, Red Sox are going for the sweep this afternoon against the Sacramento Athletics. It is a 3:35 first pitch. That means a 2:25 pregame right here on WEEI. We did not wear the mustaches today, but it is a Peyton Tolley day.
Yeah, no mustaches. If you're listening and not watching on Twitch, we're just letting you know we didn't sport the mustaches today. Is that because Tolley had a not as strong of a start in start number two, or was it just...
Well, it turns out those mustaches were going to be,
we wouldn't need a whole mustache budget if we were going to be doing that for every start.
They were one and done.
Yeah.
They were the stickiness, even by the end of the show was poor.
Well, yours was
the second show.
Yours was dropping right off your face.
Flew off right during Grab Bag, I think.
Yeah. I stuck mine on my little cubby down there. It's still on there. So the
adhesive
adhesive is still working, yeah.
Yeah, but he also didn't pitch great.
No.
If he had back-to-back good starts, then maybe we're rocking the mustache again.
We might start needing, like, we've gotten ahead of ourselves with the Dustin May Halloween costume, perhaps the Tolley mustaches as well.
You want to go as Connolly early?
Yeah, a little hair flopping out of the back. It's all the same idea.
It's hard to have a lot of confidence saying Connolly early because there's no way that's really his name. You're like, Connolly Early.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right.
Nah. He needs a nickname. A nickname for Connolly is what I mean. There's nothing.
Con Man. Here he is, the Con Connolly, Man.
The Con Man Early.
Looks like he got out early.
I conned early.
Well.
Don't sit. No, not that.
No.
I'm going to.
You can punch up that t-shirt a little bit. It'd be a nice little shirt. But, yeah, today we have the Sox and the A's, and the lineup is out, Joe.
Lineup's out.
Oh, it's out. It doesn't happen a lot for us, but the lineup is out.
All right, great.
Jaron Duran in left field leading off. Alex Bregman at third base.
Oh, wow, he's in there.
At the hot corner, batting second. At the other hot corner,
Cold
Nathaniel Lowe.
Lowe Vaughn. They got him in there.
Vaughn.
Nice, good.
The shortstop on 30-30 watch, Trevor Story.
Yeah, you starting to believe in him?
Batting fifth. The designated hitter and slap hitter, Masataka Yoshida.
The leadoff experiment didn't last long with him.
Batting sixth in right field, Nick Sogard.
Oh, he's from Sacramento, so that's important to get him in
revenge
there.
Game.
Yeah, revenge game. Yeah, get back.
Batting seventh, the second baseman, David Hamilton.
Well, Hammy's in there.
Yeah, they put that in the theaters.
Oh.
They took the play, put it around theaters.
Nice.
About David Hamilton.
Yeah.
And his contributions to the big league club.
Well, Romy's hurt, too, so you got to get him in.
Batting eighth in center field, Nate Eaton.
Like that.
And batting ninth, your catcher, Connor Wong. No joke, the worst lineup they could probably put out. 5-9 is Yoshida, Sogard, Hamilton, Eaton, Wong.
Yeah.
Eaton Wong.
We're all in on the joke there, Cora. Touche to you.
The only reason he did it.
Well, that's he's like, hey guys, they're gonna have to say this when they announce the lineup.
What's your record in the Eaton Wong games? We'll find out.
Yeah,
it starts out really good. Duran Bregman.
Yeah,
kind of falls off a cliff. Story though, good. Story's having a good year.
Yeah,
and then holy smokes, good luck to Peyton Tolley. He'll be going up against the immortal Mason Barnett.
Okay, must be a righty with Eaton in there.
Mason Barnett, and according to ESPN,
yeah,
he is 6 feet tall, 218 pounds, 24 years old, right-handed pitcher, wearing number 63, unspecified position, it says.
Regular guy of the week. That's not hot, so that's regular guy of the week, maybe.
Oh, yes, average height, average build, the whole thing.
Speaking of Eaton Wong, you took down...
Is our corn dog expert coming in? Do we have him lined up?
Corn dog corner. You took down Dan Ball in week one of fantasy football.
Yep, right. Took down the ball busters.
And you see Dan Ball's take that Connor Wong is actually the sneaky MVP of the Red Sox. how maybe too sneaky, though.
Yeah, well, it's real
for
sneaky.
For fixing Raldis Chapman?
He fixed Raldis Chapman, right? And Crochet, and he's Bayo's personal catcher.
Oh, yeah.
So
something there.
It's real sneaky.
It was an epiphany that Raldis Chapman was like, I should throw my fastball somewhere specific, not
so
just
maybe
at somebody.
So Cora, as far as coach of the year is concerned, Cora is on the hot seat. There's some other guys.
Yeah.
Vasquez, they have a winning record with, right?
Yeah, Vasquez, now, he's below, and now probably...
They keep saying Rob Refsnyder's going to be a great manager someday.
And didn't Bregman fix something, too? Bregman...
Yeah, Bregman fixed Anthony. He listened to Fitzy. He listened to Fitzy, correct. And then he reported back to Anthony.
Maybe
he's like,
Fitzy's
hey, bro.
Sneaky MVP.
And he, like,
hey,
bro, the bullpen or something.
Change
like
your
that.
Swing. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They call me Hal. They call me Stacey.
They call me Hal. They call me... Grab bag. That's not my name.
Good news for Kyle Harrison fans out there. He has been called up. Kyle Harrison available. Well, hold on. Kyle Harrison.
He's not starting.
No. But he is available out of the bullpen if you guys are looking for Kyle Harrison.
Look, there are dozens of us when it comes to Kyle Harrison fans.
there are dozens.
I can't wait for him in bulk after Peyton Tolley today. Very, very excited for his Red Sox debut.
Grab bag, and another grab bag, and your grab bag.
The NBA is investigating Malik Beasley over gambling, one of many NBA players who are in the throes of this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the NBA is conducting its own investigation into gambling allegations against Malik Beasley.
I thought he was, like, let off the hook for this a couple of weeks
ago. Well, they're looking into it. Yeah, he's still a free agent, so he's available in all formats.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he...
I thought he was clean. Mm-hmm. This is what MLB needs to do with Ohtani. They initially found him innocent, and then it's like, no, let's reinvestigate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, the investigation stems from allegations of improper gambling on NBA games and prop bets from the 23-24 season when Beasley was with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
So, yeah. I got to get my lyrics. How prevalent do you think this is? We've heard of a bunch of guys.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Wasn't Terry Rozier under investigation?
Terry Rozier was?
Yep.
Jonte Porter, Michael Porter's brother, was sort of like the face of it.
Yeah.
Just in jail now, right?
And just Jonte. Definitely not Michael.
No, nobody else.
Yeah, no, just him.
It's like Tim Donaghy, the only ref, of course, working alone. Nobody else is involved. Please move away.
I was glancing ahead in the grab bag. I didn't see this in there. The latest allegations against Kawhi are that he also was requesting no-show jobs in Toronto when they were trying to re-sign him that offseason. So that's not gambling and prop bets, but that is cap circumvention, and it sounds circumvention rather. And it sounds like they are meaning Ballmer and the Clippers in a little more hot water.
You know, what would be just a good documentary would be Kawhi Leonard's uncle.
Oh yeah, Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis. Yeah. There's a lot going on there with Uncle Dennis.
Yeah,
I'd
check the Kawhi prop bets or Uncle Dennis's bets. I'd dig into that.
Who knows with Kawhi. But, that's a good story, too. Shining through the city with the little fucking
soul. So I'ma light it up like... Grab bag.
Anthony Rizzo is going to retire from baseball as a Cub. Yeah, I guess he's going to go back to the Cubs and decide to hang it up. So, Jones, I'll ask you, is Anthony Rizzo a Hall of Famer?
No.
Huh?
No.
Now let me give you the resume.
We're small hall guys.
We are notoriously small hall guys. Three-time All-Star,
yeah.
Four-time Gold Glover,
all right.
Silver Slugger, a Platinum Glove, and a World Series winner.
They gave a Platinum Glove to a first baseman?
Yeah. Yep. He won the Platinum Glove.
That's stupid. What was the last thing you said? I got hung up on Platinum Glove.
Won a World Series.
Oh, yeah. World Series
won
winner.
The Clemente Award
for
humanitarian.
Oh, that's good.
Nism. He was able to belt 30 home runs in 1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive seasons.
What?
And did it again later on with the Yankees.
Oh, good.
What if I told you he had 303 career home runs?
It sounds like Anthony Rizzo. We're going to guess Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo. He's,
that's it. Ball player of the day.
Lefty.
Anthony
lefty
Rizzo.
Stick. He's a good player.
The Rizzonator.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a no on.
I'm out. You didn't answer, though.
I'm keeping him out. Sadly, I'm keeping him out.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab them back.
are your bags beautiful?
Nice.
And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag. Grab, 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 bag.
Sing it.
Do, 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 do. Grab, bag.
This just into the news desk, oh. Jones. Connelly Early.
Yeah.
His real.
The con man.
His legal first name is Todd.
Todd?
Todd.
Todd Early?
Todd Early.
See, he's a Todd Early. Like, Brable was Todd late today?
He was a Todd late. Yeah, he's a Todd Early.
Yeah, he's Todd Early. Which, you know, who among us hasn't been?
So yeah. His legal name
Todd.
Is, what is Todd short for?
Todrick.
Todrick?
That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah.
Todd-a-thin?
What Todd? Todd-a-thin. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tottery?
Yeah. The Tottery Barn. The Tottery Barn. Yeah.
His name is, his legal name is Todd Connolly McNeil Early.
Oh, McNeil Early. Yeah. That's something. Bill McNeil from
News
Radio.
That's too many names.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of names.
A lot of names, yeah.
And he's like, out of all of that, I'm going to land on Connolly Early. God bless him, though. 11 Ks in his debut.
Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at, but thanks for the...
good work out there, Todd.
Thanks for the info desk. We appreciate that.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
The New York Jets cut Xavier Gibson.
Oh.
Just a couple days after he had a big fumble in their the game against the Steelers. They're like, you're not going to do that again.
Tough.
We'll see
you're
you
out of here, Buster.
Well, it's not show friends, Jones. Nope. Of course, it is show business.
I'm trying to use the grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, taking a look at what the Giants did yesterday. They did get a win, 5-3 over the Snakes. Rafael Devers went 0-3 with three Ks. But
didn't contribute to the win.
Oh, walked, scored a run.
Oh.
Came around to score, but
not
yeah,
much 0-3. Not much of a contribution.
No, 0-3, three Ks, but he got a W.
You know how far out they are of the wild card?
They're kind of getting close.
Two games? That's close.
Oh, boy, they're in it.
They're kind of in it.
They're in it.
I mean, they're in it. They're not kind of in it. They're in it.
Yeah, the Mets lost again. The Mets have lost four straight games.
Yeah, now the Giants are 74-71. They're still seven games below 500 with Devers, but they're starting to rack up some wins. So, yeah watch that.
Grab bag.
All right, let's get to... Oh, we have a Hogdale call.
Oh!
I think we have a Hogdale call, right, Nick?
We must.
Yeah, we must have a Hogdale call. Computer's frozen. Can you play it, Nick? It's frozen
Hold on,
solid.
I'm not in your folder. Hold on.
This thing's frozen solid.
Not in your folder.
Internet.
Right.
The internet.
Nice, Billy. Billy's giving a big head nod.
Get all up in them folders.
Okay.
1-2 pitch. Swung on Rob. That's a no-doner! Get the f*** out! The lefty boogeyman! He torments yet another one! Let's go! 4-0 lead! The A's have yet to record a single out! Hilarious. Let's go.
It was a hot start. Hot start. Great call on the Ref Snyder homer there.
Yeah, I shut it off shortly.
4-0.
Yeah,
early right. dealing. Yeah, what's he do early?
What do you have? 460? 463?
Oh, that was a
out!
Yeah, please.
I think that was the official.
Get out of there. That was me in my living room last night. Yeah.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Tuesday, September 9th. Jones, was it Teoscar Hernandez, 3-for-4, 2 home runs?
Mm.
Was it Parker Meadows, 3-for-5, a home run, 3 RBI? Was it former Sox prospect Yoan Moncada, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored?
Where's he even playing?
The Angels.
Oh.
Was it Pete Crow Armstrong, 1-for-2, 2 RBI, run scored, 2 steals.
Swipes. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Was it Joey Cantillo, 8 scoreless, 5 strikeouts?
No.
Or was it Ranger Suarez, 6 scoreless, 12 Ks?
Ooh, that's pretty nice.
Mm.
What was my first? Who was the first option?
Teoscar.
Yeah, well, let's go Teoscar. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former A, Blue Jay, Tiger, Indian, Giant, Pirate, Met, Red Sox.
I didn't hear an apology in there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I dropped a hard one there. Yeah. He was an outfielder.
Okay.
Righty stick, righty arm. Zero-time All-Star.
No, this is not Ricky Henderson. Okay.
No. Well, no, not Ricky Henderson, but a guy who would steal you a bag.
Oh.
Had a 50-steal season, multiple 40-steal seasons, including one of those years he led the league.
Eric Young.
In steals. No, not Eric Young.
Eric Burns.
Not no. Eric. Not an Eric.
Damn it.
I'm going to eliminate all Erics.
Okay. All right.
Jed Lowry?
Not Jed Lowry. Swiping 50 bags?
He might have. I don't know.
Not Jed Lowry.
He did play for the Red Sox.
Local guy.
What year in Boston?
A good question, Bill. 2017. So he started his career in 06, ended in 2019. A newer player. A 415 career steals.
Wow. Outfielder swiping bags like you read about.
Yep.
Where did he steal the 50? In Oakland?
50 swipes was with Oakland. Yes. Yes. Had some good years with Toronto stealing bags. Cleveland, he had 43. Detroit, he had a...
Not Scotty Pods, not Podsednik.
No.
But Podsednik was here briefly.
Yeah, but I think he hit lefty, though, didn't he?
Oh, maybe.
I want to say he did.
I just remember him running the bases. I don't remember
this guy was a righty-righty.
Okay.
And, yeah, did not know he's a New England guy.
Okay.
How about that? What else can I give you? 262 career hitter. He also, in his bank right now, $32.9 million.
Wasn't hitting bombs.
From playing baseball.
Wasn't hitting bombs, right?
No. God,
clever nickname?
Yeah, but it's just kind of short for his first name, so.
I'm looking. I don't think Twitch chat has it.
Yeah.
Does the text line? Oh, text line definitely has it. Raji Davis.
He got it.
Yeah.
The Red Sox win.
He's local?
Yeah, Connecticut, if you want to count it.
Eh.
Yeah, he went to New London High School in New London, Connecticut. Also went to UConn.
I don't remember him here.
Oh, no, UConn at Avery Point. What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember him here either. He wasn't here long. He only played 17
I
games
feel like
for the
had
Sox.
He a grand slam or something in the playoffs, didn't he?
For the Sox?
Ooh.
I thought so. Oh, no, maybe it was the World Series run with the Indians. Sorry.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah,
jeez.
Jeez, Nick. Yeah, and he was on the 2016 Cleveland baseball team.
I think
team.
He had a grand slam in like the World Series or something.
I think you might be right. He has, in 15 games, he had one home run, four RBI. So it very well could have been
that. Raji Davis made some cash. I can't believe he made that much money.
Stole a lot of bags. Well, stole a lot of money, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's kind of the thing. Raji Davis, though.
Yeah.
40 consecutive years.
Oh, yeah, he was swiping bags. He was
41,
good fantasy for that
50,
purpose.
34,
yeah.
46, 45, 36, 18, and then 43. That guy was just wheeling around the bases.
Stealing them.
Okay.
Stealing bags.
It's a random ball player each and every day here on Jones Inc. We've been a touch cold. We've been cool. People were yelling at us about Brandon Moss yesterday.
That's true.
I'm assuming I'm about to get yelled at about this one. This one I feel like I should have got. I don't remember with the Red Sox. Still should have got it.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. That is your random ball player each and every day in the grab bag.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.